Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. In today's episode, I will be talking about getting over the fear of doing things on your own. This episode isn't just for people doing life solo. It's for anybody who has found themselves putting off doing something that they really want to do or fearing something because they will be doing it alone. Doing things by yourself can be hugely scary, but also hugely empowering. Once you enable yourself to get over the fear and to start doing things on your own, there is nothing in life that will hold you back. You won't need a companion to do something with. You can simply do it. You can start living life on your terms and living to your own authentic code. Your authentic code is something that you have within you. It's your rule book. It's your blueprint. It's this code that you have that makes you individual. It's the code that we all have underneath our beliefs and fears. The ones that we've gathered that are completely out of alignment with who we truly are. When we start to embrace doing things on our own, we actually start to connect and unlock this code more and more and more. Because the more you step into fear and the more you become courageous and then confident and the more you believe that you can do by yourself, the more you will want to do on your terms, the more you will want to do because you want to do it, because there's nobody there to talk you out of it or argue about it with you. For many years, I would fit in with everybody else's desires and needs. And this pattern for me came from my childhood and my deep-rooted belief that to be good enough, I had to please people. To be safe, I had to please people. To be liked, I had to please people, which invariably meant doing things that they wanted to do. There were things that I did that were okay, like they weren't not enjoyable, but they weren't really connected to who I truly am. The more I have healed and tapped into what my authentic code is, what my authentic personality, my authentic needs, my authentic values are, I've now enabled myself as someone who is doing life solo to tap into that and be able to do the things that are aligned to that. I am a huge lover of the outdoors on my terms. I love hiking. I love being out in nature. I love being by water. I love hill climbs. It's one of the things that really sets my heart alight. I love the feeling of it. I love the challenge, but I also love that freedom that you get when you get to the top of the hill. I've had clients that have said to me, I would never be able to go out walking on my own. What would people think? Wouldn't people look on me pitifully? Would people feel sorry for me? Would people think that I'm not enough? But whenever we are expressing a concern for what other people think, it's generally what we really believe about ourselves. And we are looking at that mirror. That mirror that says, if I do this, I'm not good enough. It's a belief system. We're not just handed this belief system through our experiences. We're told by society that doing things on your own is shameful, should be frowned upon. When you step into your courage to go and do things like go out for dinner on your own, go to a concert, go to the cinema, go for a walk, go to the gym, all of those things become super accessible for you because you can do them whenever you like. It also enables you to establish who you truly are. So whether you are in a relationship, doing life solo, wanting a relationship, it allows you to establish what means a lot to you, and then you can create boundaries around that. Boundaries in any relationship are super, super important, as is keeping a hold of who you truly are. You don't need to abandon your needs, values, and wants as an adult just for the sake of a relationship. Really diving into this element of being you authentically is what will change your life. I categorically believe that. Because while you're fitting in, while you're fitting into systems and processes and other people's wants and needs, whilst you're always doing that, but nobody's doing that for you, you're going to be moving away more and more from your authentic self, and you will be putting on this front. And this is what I get a lot with my clients. The element of who they are on the outside is completely different to who they are on the inside. When you start to get closer to who you are on the inside, you become brave enough to say yes, and you become brave enough to say no. You become brave enough to have boundaries. When you get to that place, it's not that people necessarily move out of your life. People will adapt if they are still aligned to that version of you. People will want to be in your life, so therefore they will compromise and they will make allowances and they will hop over to your side of the fence every now and again. What we fear is this: what is life like if I'm alone in the world? And this is a very childlike fear, because a child, when alone, is fearful, right? When we go into this fearful state and our nervous system locks into this freeze, which is the not doing anything or, you know, staying just below the surface. If we're in our flight, you know, running away, avoiding, if we're in that nervous system response and we're shutting things down, we are constantly going to be putting on that front of everything's fine, everything's great, right? If we can move away from that and rewire our nervous system to know that it's safe, right? So that's what we need to do as we move into adulthood. If we're locked in that childlike nervous system state, we pop back into adulthood and say, actually, is it okay for me to do things on my own? 100% yes, it is. People do it all the time. This month alone, I have decided to challenge myself and, again, jump into things on my own that I wouldn't have maybe done before. And when I say this month alone, what I mean is this month in isolation. There are many, many things that I've experienced on my own, but I took it really, really slowly. I looked at the things that I've gotten over doing on my own, and I applied that same kind of courage and confidence building to that. So, as an example, going away on my own, eating out on my own, having experienced that in the daytime, I knew that if I could show up in that same energy in the evening time, it would be absolutely okay. It's about taking the baby steps. It's about doing the small things on your own and then looking at it through the eyes of your adult self and just reassuring yourself, was I okay doing that? People will judge. There is no doubt about that. There will be people out there that judge. We cannot stop that. But what we can understand is their judgment doesn't affect our life, especially if they're strangers, especially if we don't know who they are. The people that judge who are in our life might judge more openly, but again, they don't need to be a part of your life. Their judgment doesn't need to be a part of how you decide to do your life, right? This is about you finding your authentic code, your way of doing life yourself. To take the steps, it's about looking at what you've already done. What have you already done on your own? And you can go, oh my God, I did that, right? I'll give you a classic example. If you've learned to drive, at some point, you've then been given the all clear to go and drive on your own, right? And now you've probably been doing that for a long time. So there are lots of things that you would have needed somebody for and then you didn't, right? But this is not that kind of situation where you need someone's permission to go and do something by yourself. This is about you giving yourself the permission, right? The, oh, how about I can do this on my own? How about if I don't wait for that relationship to go and visit that country that I've always wanted to go to? Can I go and visit that great, amazing restaurant? None of my friends are available, but I really want to go. Can I go? I happened to be on Instagram. I was uploading a post and this little advert popped up. And it was an advert basically inviting people to dinner with strangers. And it's this new app, this new way of doing things. But basically what it does, through an algorithm, you put some information in and it matches you up with five other strangers in a restaurant in your local city. And I felt compelled to do it. I felt compelled to do it because it's not a dating app. It's about just meeting strangers. You could just go for that one event and decide if you like it or not, and then never go back. And as I booked it, I really reflected on, oh, wow, like the me of a few years ago would never have done that. The me of a few years ago wouldn't have even noticed that post. It would have just literally gone by me, right? It would have just passed me by. What's different now is that I'm more open to these opportunities. And this is the same, you know, this comes back to manifestation and belief systems. When we start to believe that we can do certain things on our own, we start to manifest new opportunities into our life. And that's the key, right? It's all about belief systems. Even if you've had something that's happened in your life that needs healing, so a traumatic experience, whatever that might be for you, there's still a belief system that's trapped in your mind and your nervous system that's telling you that certain things are not safe or not okay to do or might be triggering. But it all comes back to belief systems, thoughts, feelings, the way your nervous system is responding. And it's about rewiring that and retraining it. And you only do that by testing, right? You've got to test. You've got to open up your window of tolerance. You know, if your whole body is categorically saying, I cannot do this, that's too overwhelming. You do the smallest version of that that's possible to you, right? I can hand on heart say, if someone was to say to me, Elaine, there's this bungee jump and you're going to go and do it, I would be able to absolutely say no to that because that would be way too much for me to do. But a couple of years ago, I went to this high wire place where you do zip wiring. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't the most pleasant experience that I've ever had. But I did it. I went up the high poles and I did the zip wiring. I have no urgent desire to go back and do it. But if I did it, my nervous system would say, well, you did this before and it went okay. So maybe you can do it again. So I am closer to getting to that bungee jump, if you like, but I'm not there, even though I've done some brave and hard things, right? You've got to take it one baby step at a time. If you know, if you want to do a bungee jump and you're afraid of heights, you've got to get over your fear of heights first. You've got to be able to cushion yourself and be compassionate to get yourself there. So in summary, the beliefs you hold about going somewhere on your own are going to shape whether you do those things or not. Unless you can work on those, changing those belief systems, unless you can work on what's underneath those belief systems holding you back, you'll never get to experience the things that you really want. And let's say that you are waiting for that person, right? You're waiting almost for that permission to go and do it. You're waiting for that other person, that friend, that person that's going to travel with you, that person that's going to do life with you. They might appear, but they might not be aligned to what it is you want, right? Because if you're not confident enough to voice that, if you're not confident enough to say, oh, if we're going on holiday, I'd really like to go here, you're still going to be hanging around, right? You're still going to be waiting to be yourself. Work on those belief systems and everything will start to change. And if this has awakened something within you that you want to explore, I have a self-belief breakthrough masterclass that is, it's in February. It's on the 4th of February. It's 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. GMT or BST, whichever will be in then. And it is all about looking at the belief systems that you hold. There are core beliefs, there are surface level beliefs. We will very much be focusing on those surface level beliefs and unpicking those, but also giving practical tips because it's only one subject, one theme, one area that I'm focusing on. It will also mean that I have time to ask more questions and be able to get interaction from the people on the call. It'll be on Zoom, it'll be online, via messaging or even asking the questions. I'll be able to coach that as well. So it'll be almost like this that you're listening to, but you'll get to see me. I'll share some education with you around belief systems. We'll do journaling, we'll do meditation, and we'll just really delve in to your belief systems. If that's not for you, that's cool. You'll still get everything you need from these podcasts. And I am truly, truly grateful for you being here. But if it has awakened something, pop into the show notes, pop your name on the wait list. Or if you're listening to this before the masterclass has started, it may well be live, ready to book by the time that you listen to this podcast. So yeah, pop into the show notes. You'll get all the information that you need. Yeah, if you're not up for that, I'll still be coming back each week, giving you a podcast and delving into different areas of your self-love and your self-healing. I hope you found that exploration a good one. Please do follow, subscribe, like this podcast and share it if you can, because it does help other people to get this amazing insight into their self-love too. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.